Welcome to the HCM Technology Report's weekly podcast. It's HR Tech, a blast of rock and roll and not safe for work. All provided by the brains of the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast. I'm Chad Sowash. Yes, that Chad. The Chad who takes mysterious delight in torturing editors named Pfeffer.
Jerk.
And now, ripped from today's headlines. First, ADP is rebranding itself. Wait a minute. They're serious? It's still going to be ADP, but now that stands for Always Designing for People. ADP, get it? The Tech Report's Mark Pfeffer, that poor schmuck, says he's betting the company is getting ready to launch a bunch of new products to go along with this rebranding. What's better than a rebrand to take your mind off of possible new and overpriced products? So exciting. Next, recruiting software provider Beamery. Oh, I like Beamery. Released Search Assistant, a behavioral Boolean tool for creating targeted search strings in a CRM database. It works by combining keywords, geographic, and historical information with live behavioral data and candidate interaction. That's supposed to help you more accurately gauge a candidate's interest and intentions. So, wait a fucking minute. Are they making Boolean strings even harder? Not to mention, what about all of those AI matching platforms that are kicking Boolean out of their systems and using algorithms in the UI to search? Pfeffer, you need to dig deeper on that one, buddy. Third, a lot more recruiters are using mobile devices. Wait, this is fucking news? TechTarget says going mobile gives recruiters tangible benefits that can make the difference in attracting quality candidates. Yeah, no shit. New tools gaining the most traction, text messaging, QR barcodes, and mobile optimized applications. This just in, recruiters not using texting platforms are using smoke signals. Dumbasses. Okay, shall we jump into the deeper end of the pool? Digitization is leaning on CHROs. Their bosses, who are mostly overpaid white guys with a C in their title, want to make employees more productive. They've decided brand spanking new tech is the way to do it. So HR, they say, don't worry about the performance reviews, never mind better recruiting, worry about making our people more efficient. Some estimates say that could increase revenue by almost $9,000 a head. It's so easy to get there too. So say the people who want you to pay them an arm and a leg to get this shit off the ground. All you have to do, and this is basically nothing, is transform the entire company. How? By getting the leadership to put its money where its mouth is. If the C-suite is not involved, nothing's going to happen. So go out there and convince executives and all the other managers while you're at it. Then you'll have to collaborate and take chances as a group. You know the old saying, if we don't hang together, we'll all hang alone. How you hanging, Pfeffer?
Such an asshole.
That's it for this week. Stay on top of the business of HR technology. Visit hcmtechreport.com. Original reporting, original analysis from people who think that analysis is sexy, because it's really not. Visit hcmtechreport.com. Just kidding, Pfeffer, you're a sexy beast.
That's not what I wrote.
And if you're a fan of HR and recruiting technology, snark and no bullshit opinion, then subscribe to the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast, at chadcheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, hcmtech.com, it's about HR and recruiting technology, but it's not snarky. It's a nice website. Can't believe that bastard got me to say that shit again. Sowash out.